next item on the agenda, if I can find it. Public hearing, proposed amendments for BAC 26-10-10, pending commercial fishing and mandatory reporting. Mr. Riss, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We brought this issue before the commission last month on a request. Remind you, back in September, we advised the commission about the loss of our data entry contractor due to the recession. That put a series of events in place for us on staff. Updating our contracts is one of them, and as we're updating contracts, we're looking at our database and trying to see what improvements we need to make to the reporting system as a whole, because if you're going to bring in a new contractor, you might as well have any basic updates to your system, to your reporting done at the same time, so you don't have to change things midstream with them while they're already under contract. That was one thing, and then we also have an issue, which is a common theme today, about noncompliance that we want to address also. So there are basically a couple items that we've proposed to the commission for this meeting to look at. One had to do with actually recreational reporting. We gain annual reports currently, well, I should say we require annual reports currently from recreational gillnet licenses, recreational crab pot, and crab trap. There was 902 recreational gillnet licenses, 248 recreational crab pot licenses, and 45 crab trap licenses in this past year. There's a crab trot line license, and there's 157 of those currently in 2009. Annual reporting's great, but you run into a couple different issues, memory recall and everything else, but also it's been, as great an idea as it is, it's also very poorly done or just non-existent. And it's very hard for us to track. We already have a daily, monthly system commercially, so we're focused on that. This annual reporting, we try to keep up with who's doing what, but the reports just aren't coming in at all. And they haven't been in the same system either, which has been a bit of a difficulty for staff to maintain both systems. So the first proposal is, under Regulation 670, is to place certain licenses under a daily monthly reporting requirement just as commercial fishermen. They would use the same forms that we already have established. They would go into the same database. They would be part of the same non-compliance procedures. So we're now going to simplify the process, hopefully improve on non-compliance, and hopefully very much improve on data that we haven't been able to provide this commission. Now, there was one little gap that happened in the last week. Did our public advertisement last month, and I just listed out in the reg gillnet and crab trap and the crab pot license. In your evaluation, you'll see that we have crab trot line, not crab trap. That was an error on staff's part. We included crab trot line. That was always intended. Inadvertently left out crab trap. What we'd like to do with crab trap is just bring that back up at a later time to be moved over when we deal with Regulation 670 again, instead of just having to redo it all over for another month. But we still would like to move recreational gillnet, recreational crab pot licenses, and recreational crab trot licenses into the mandatory harvest reporting daily and monthly system. Commercial use of agents. We've actually come up with a definition for an agent. An agent is a common thing that we've talked about with the committees and here at the commission. Now, of course, if I were to have a gillnet license, I could take my commercial waterman's license. I could hand that and the gillnet license to Mr. Schick. He can then go out and harvest on my behalf. Goes back on my reports, but he's serving as my agent. We've now defined that for draft 610 and section 20, as an agent means any person who possesses the commercial fisherman's registration license, fishing gear license, or fishing permit of any other registered commercial fisherman in order to fish that commercial fisherman's gear or sell that commercial fisherman's harvest. Agenting is something we don't have a lot of information on, though. We only have it in a few of the fisheries, such as crab pots. So we'd like to add a provision in requiring reporting of when you're using an agent, and if you are, who is that person. So we want to add that in. Helpers. Another thing that's been an interesting topic over the last few years, where helpers have come up in the many issues we've dealt with, whether or not you help with crab pots, whether or not you help with some gillnet, spiny dogfish, and such. There's less than five instances since 1993 that we've seen more than five helpers listed. And currently in our database, it is listed as what we call memo fields, just extra data thrown in. And on the actual reporting forms, you can put it on there, but there's no clear place to put it on the form. And it's not well defined in the regulation. So what we'd like to do there is require that no more than five helpers be listed. And what we'll do is we'll update the forms, just as with agents, to include five boxes for helpers if they want to put helpers or not. And that actually will help us out on the end, on staff side, to actually say this person definitely was a helper and it was definitely listed or not. And we're not hunting all over a report trying to figure out if someone is listed or not. Final issue that we brought forward was noncompliance. Again, that is a frequent topic. For many years, staff has done all they can with watermen for not reporting, called them up, called them again, sent letters. We brought some cases before the commission, but definitely not at any frequency. The deterrence value has been lost. What we would like to do for both Regulation 670 and 610, we have provided matrices for minimum penalties if they fail to report. Not maximums, because we leave that to the purview of the commission. So, for instance, in Regulation 610, for an initial violation for failure to report, for example, if you fail to report harvest or harvest activity or new landing in Virginia within 1 to 3 months after the report was due, that shall result in a minimum 1 year probation. And we go up the line, 4 to 6 months, minimum 2 years probation, 7 to 12 months, minimum 6 months of suspension of all licenses and permits. And at the top end is more than 12 months after report was due, it's a minimum 1 year suspension. After that, if there's a second violation, it's up to the purview of the commission. Same thing for 670. We built in a matrix for Regulation 670.
Mr. Gress?
Yes, sir.
How many people at this point, if we enact these regulations, stand to come before the commission for reviews?
At this point, not sure. However, to prevent an onslaught on the commission, which we do not want, we'll be implementing a new system for notification also. Previously, they've been getting notifications maybe every year or half year about what they're missing. That's not very effective either. So starting in the end of January, beginning of February, we'll start a new notification system. Your report's missing for a month, you'll get a notice saying you're missing this report, let's get it in. Goes another month, you'll get a second notice. If it goes 3 whole months and you've failed to respond, we'll then send you an invitation to come before the commission.
Somebody used the term, Mr. Crossrain used the term frustrated this morning. I'm a little frustrated on this one. I'll tell you where my concerns come from. Just for what it's worth. Commercial fishermen have got a lot to deal with. They've got a lot of reports to do. They've got a lot going on. They're running a business, per se. This is recreational. This is something that you do because you want to do it. You do it from, the definition of recreation is, I think, fun is kind of like a synonym that goes with it. I'm less sympathetic. If we're going to enact the need for them to report as we have and they're not reporting, I'm a lot less sympathetic with the recreational sector for not reporting than I am the commercial sector. And I really don't want, my personal opinion is we get into matrices, which anytime you can get into a matrix in which you bring them in, and I'm not in any way bashing staff or anything, this is just my personal philosophy. You do that, then that's an individual case of each that the commission's got to hear, which of course is our responsibility. But I fear that we're going to get bogged down in our primary responsibilities up here in having these type of cases come before the commission for adjudication. That's a little bit of a concern I have. My honest opinion, for what it's worth, because everybody can have an opinion, is that you write them a letter the first time, and if you want to send it certified, you're spending a lot less money probably sending it certified the first time than you are having to send out a number of letters to try to compel a recreational fisherman to get a report in. I'm of the opinion you send them one, they don't deal with it. I don't even know why they need a license, and maybe that's wrong, but I think that the staff is making a lot of extra work for itself. I think it's making a lot of extra work for the commission. I had some heartburn when the recreational gear started coming down the pipe, but then again, you can't deny one versus the other. But I really, in my heart of hearts, you know, I hunt for recreation. I fish for recreation. I do certain things. And boy, when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sends me my required hunter survey for waterfowling that year, I sure don't throw that thing in the trash and not obey it. So I just throw that up for what it's worth. Y'all got a lot to do as it is. It seems to me, although what you're trying to do, I'm going to get off my rhetorical soapbox, what you're trying to do is get the best data possible so that you can best manage the fisheries that are available. But by gosh, when you're dealing with somebody that does something recreationally, that's voluntary, they don't have to do to feed their families and take care of other obligations, I'm not so sure that the rules should be the same. And that's just my humble personal opinion, and I throw it up for what it's worth.
Well,
yeah. Mr. Fox?
I'll add to that. On the recreational reporting, it's one thing if you're fishing a crab pot, what you're catching is crabs, and you can count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's fairly easy to report. If you're fishing a gill net, and you are a recreational fisherman, it's highly likely that you're not going to know what those fish weigh because you're not selling them. You're going to eat them yourself or whatever. I talked to one recreational gill netter who said she went out and caught bunkers until her freezer was full. Then she stopped, and she was using them for crab pot bait.
Well, I bet she knew what they were.
Yeah.
I thought that she was going to scare me and sit there for a while.
Yeah. But so I just question whether the recreational gill netter, in this case, really has the ability to know what the fish weighed. So I think it might be a little onerous in that area.
Mr. Robbins, comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I would maybe interpret your comments as suggesting that we continue to work on 670, but move forward to 610. And I wanted to ask a couple of questions of staff, if I can. Joe, can you talk to us a little bit about the helper field and what exactly you're trying to capture on the form with that data? Was the intent to capture a situation where you had multiple principals on the boat? In other words, if Ernie and I both had crab rigs and we wanted to work on the same boat, are you trying to make sure that you capture that type of situation, or are you trying to capture all the crew members that are participating in a fishing operation?
We're trying to get some clarity. As the commission will remember, many times this year, the issue of helpers has come up. And often it's gone back to the actual data forms. Well, I did put it on. I didn't put it on. It got lost, you know, all that. If we have it actually on the form, as if you had a helper and you want to list it and it's on the form, then hopefully, one, that'll serve as a reminder to put the number down so we're not coming back after the fact and saying, oh, yeah, you were on my boat. You helped me 3 years ago. I forgot to put it on the form. And that was a frequent occurrence here. So that's one issue there. It also puts some limitations on it. So it's just not a wide-open thing. We went back to 1993 and looked at where helpers had been listed, and we only had five instances where greater than I'll take that back. It wasn't five instances, but it was only a limited number of instances where it was greater than five helpers. So we're trying to get some clarity on that information. If helper information has been collected, we just want to get some definition to it.
Okay, and just a follow-up question. Can you talk a little bit about the process under 610 whereby, can you just walk us through how exactly a fisherman's going to be notified before it comes to the point that he's being sanctioned? In other words, I know you discussed this a little bit last time, but can you
January, let's take January upcoming. Those reports will do the 5th of February. Okay? So your month report's always due the fifth day of the next month. Okay? So January report is due on the 5th of February. Staff goes through the month of February, and that doesn't ever get checked in. We never find a report for that individual. At the end of February, we're going to send you out a card. Say you're missing your January report. We're going to go another month. We haven't heard from you. We have no indication. We'll send you out a second notice saying you still don't have your January report. So that's now the end of March. End of April comes along. We haven't seen it. Now it's a letter of inviting. So that by then, we would have them before the commission in May. We're giving them basically 3 months of notifications to get this straight. Currently, we've only been getting notices out just in general letters, and this has just been through a large staff task every year or so. This is actually going to be an automated system. It's going to be push button. Staff's not going to have as much to deal with except getting them in the mail instead of having to actually track down each individual's report.
Joe, let me ask you this, because I know what you're trying to do as far as being understanding and things like that. In the perfect world, not to go back to the recreational thing, everybody would get their reports in on time.
Of course.
That's what the object of the game is. Would it make more sense, instead of going through one, two, and then a letter of invite, issue one saying, we don't have your report, issue number two that says, we don't have your report, and you need to get your stuff in here within X number of days, or on the third when it goes out, you're coming to the commission?
And some form of language would be on those cards. Not just your missing report, but this is what's going to come.
The second one that goes out could basically say, I don't want to belabor this, but I feel very strongly about personal responsibility.
Sir.
How many times does it take to get your attention? Sir. If it's a federal check in the mailbox, it gets cashed the first time it comes in. Plain and simple.
And we were only trying to build in the time. The only reason we went to three notices was trying to build in some observance of time for if there's been an issue with health or some other issue, and that's the only reason we haven't.
Sure.
Now, on the third notice, is it basically what you're saying is that your licenses have been suspended until
no.
you appear?
No, commission only can do that. So the third notice pretty much is it's a notice of hearing, it's an invitation to come appear before you. The matrix was developed as a minimum recommendation for a penalty based on whatever's happened. And that would be it. And then the commission would make the ultimate decision, not staff.
Is time of the essence on these two right now?
On certain parts, yes, because if we would like to add them to the contract on the reporting parts. The noncompliance is the only one that could hold off. It's not tied to the contract.
Mr. Robbins, you have a
comment? Well, does the contract relate also to the recreational reporting?
Yes, because we would like to incorporate them into the contract. We can do so at a later time through a modification if necessary.
Ms. Fox?
I wouldn't. I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's what that's thinking.
This is Robert.
Are you ready to put this to the
commission? Commission, please.
Okay. I guess just interpreting the comments, it seems, first of all, that we do need to have I think stronger consequences for non-reporting. I think the case that I just recused myself on would indicate that there is a need to more strongly compel timely reporting. However, it does seem that there's still possibly a range of other options that might be considered on the recreational reporting requirements. So I would offer a motion for discussion that we approve the modifications recommended to 4 VAC 20-670-10 and refer the recommendations on 4 VAC 20-670-10.
Mr. Robbins, if I may, again, I'm ahead of myself. We haven't asked for public comment yet.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
My fault. Public comment, anyone have any comment on this matter pertaining to mandatory reporting? There being none, Mr. Robbins, please continue. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Simplify the motion and suggest that we approve staff's recommendation on the commercial reporting requirements and refer the recreational reporting requirements to staff for the development of additional options for the commission's consideration.
For a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. I think, Jack and Joe, we can massage this and work it out. I feel a little bit guilty as agency head on this one by not being out in front of it more than I maybe should have been, as far maybe my comments should have been made in the staff meeting instead of before the commission. But at the same time, sometimes I got to say what I feel, and it came out. So thank y'all.
Okay.